our hearts. Yesterday we heard about the constitution of the kingdom. It was so wonderful. It was so heavenly. But do we have this hunger to live like this? Mm-hmm. So a brother was saying when people see him, they think he's Asian. He looks Asian. But if we live the kingdom life, then the people should also see the Lord's expression in us that we are different. Yeah, people should see that the constitution of the kingdom is in our hearts, that we have a heart that mourns. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Amen. Now thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. Amen. Wherever we go. Amen. Yeah, we want to diffuse his life, the fragrance of his life in every place. Yeah, if we really seriously experience him in this way, then people will realize we are different. I have this hunger to experience the life that is described in Matthew 5 and to also have this life be revealed in me. Yeah, with Lord, we want to obey you. We don't want to just sing this. We also want to do it. And we pray. And I say this out of my own experience. I'm often so distracted. And I never think about doing what he says. And so that's why, Lord, we ask you, help us. Help us to always be reminded to do your will and to not just read your word, but to do your word. Yeah, we want to know you more each day. Christ alone, our aim. Yeah, we desire to live by you. Or in the German, it says we desire to obey you. Yeah, we don't want to just sing this, but also do it. And we can ask the Lord, because it says if we can't do it, then we can pray. And when we ask in your name, then it will be given unto us. And we believe this. We take this word for us and claim it for us. Because it is the truth, and you are faithful to your word. You are faithful to your own children. And we ask you to help us. Amen. Yeah, we choose your way, even when they're difficult, and even when you send us trials. Lord, we choose your way. And say amen without any resistance. Amen. Yeah, your churches have to go through many trials to enter into the kingdom. Thank you also, and we praise you for the ways that you use and have prepared for us to bring us into the kingdom, for all the ways of sufferings. Even all the sicknesses that the saints have. This is all for you to glorify yourself and to show your mercy and to also bring your humanity to be expressed. Second Corinthians 1:3-4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. Amen. I want to read some verses that have been in my heart the last 2 days. We've talked a lot about our King, but He is also our Savior. Philippians 3:20-21. It's talking about the transformation of our lowly body. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body, that it may be conformed to His glorious body, according to the working by which He is able even to subdue all things to Himself. Lord, we also submit ourselves to You, and we praise You, and we long for You. We eagerly wait for You. You will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to Your glorious body. Amen. This morning I read the Psalms that we read yesterday. And I realized Zion is actually not as close to me as I thought it was. And I asked myself, how did the sons of Korah see this vision? Because I want to see it too. I want to see what they have seen. And I realized that it's a battle. Joshua 15:36. Joshua 15:36. The Jebusites, they didn't, they weren't able to capture Zion for a long time. Until someone came who was after God's heart. And we saw in 1 Samuel 13:14, the Lord sought for Himself a man after His own heart. And He came to capture and conquer Mount Zion. But in 2 Samuel 5:7, it says, nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion, that is, the city of David. And David means beloved. And I realize there are a few prerequisites for us to be able to take the stronghold of Zion. First, we have to be directed towards and focused on His will so that we can take hold of the stronghold of Zion, so that it would gain more stature within us. And the Lord must also be able to say to us, you are My beloved, because we do what He wants us to do. Let us lay hold of the stronghold of Zion by doing the will of the Father, and also to be focused on the daily offerings that He has prescribed, He has given us. And when He can say to me, you are My beloved, then I can also say this to Him. Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion. We also wanted, even if we don't understand it, it's better to pray. I told the Father, I understand almost practically nothing of what is written in these Psalms, but I want to understand it. Give me light. And it starts and it always begins with light. At the beginning it says, and it was, let there be light. Yeah, we need light to see Zion. Amen. This morning, I asked myself when I read Matthew 5, why does it say, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness? I've read these verses, this verse so often, but why doesn't it say desire or to have a longing for? But it says to hunger and thirst for righteousness because it has to do with life. It's something living. And the Lord reminded me of two psalms two verses from the Psalms that I would like to read. Psalm 42, at the beginning, it speaks about Christ. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so panting for something is even stronger than thirsting for something. So pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. This really, I really liked it, how it's written here. The righteousness for which we hunger and thirst is God's righteousness. We're not hungry for a certain thing, but for God's righteousness, for God himself. His righteousness is much higher than any human righteousness. And righteousness is not just the absence of unrighteousness, but we are thirsty for God himself. In Psalm 17, verse 15, as for me, I will see your face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake in your likeness. I shall be satisfied when I awake in your likeness. Let us not seek for certain characteristics that are described in Matthew 5, but let us hunger for God himself. I also had Psalm 17:15 before me. The Lord speaks. As for me, I will see your face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake in your likeness. Last night it really spoke to me. Matthew 5:8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. It was good to see in you this connection between our eyes and our heart. Because if during the day my eyes are so drawn to so many other things that are not the Lord, sometimes it's clear for us if they're sinful things, we shouldn't look at them. But they're often things we'd rather look at than our living God. And this shows that my heart, there's still wickedness and impurity within my heart. Because where my heart is, that's where my eyes want to go. And this really gave me light. Amen. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And this also is connected to our eating. What do we want to be satisfied with? What do we want to satisfy our souls with? That's what we look at. What does my soul want to consume? That's what I'm going to look at. I said, Lord, the whole day, the morning, noontime, evening time, I want to behold the living God. And then we also had Isaiah 33 concerning those that have a pure heart and those who walk in righteousness. Starting from verse 15, but then I'll read verse 17. Your eyes will see the king and his beauty. They will see the land that is very far off. So whenever our eyes want to look at so many other things, and as we sang this morning, let us give the Lord our hearts anew. If we see that we're drawn to other things, I want to look at them. Lord, I give you my heart anew. If I realize I have no longing for the Lord, no desire for him, then give your heart to the Lord again. Yeah, let's have a true repentance from our whole heart, because blessed are those who are pure in heart, for they shall see God. This is the greatest reward, to seek God and also to see him in his glory. I gave the Lord my heart anew this morning. Produce this longing within me again, that I want to behold you, that I want to see you.